is your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs level off around 54 this afternoon under overcast skies, winds out of the west 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 23, high of 45 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 54.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Current Kansas State Fire Marshal Doug Jorgensen has officially announced that he's set to retire after 11 years of service, and his retirement set to be in January of 2023. KSNT News reports that he said that he would stay on to the agency as the deputy fire marshal to help find someone to take up the role as the state fire marshal. During a statement, Governor Laura Kelly said, quote, "I thank Doug Jorgensen for his 43 years of public service in Kansas, including 11 years as the state fire marshal. He has worked tirelessly to protect Kansans' property from devastating fires and to support communities in times of loss. His service has been appreciated, and we thank him for making this transition as smooth as possible." In other news, the city of Atchison has now placed mandatory Atchison area water conservation efforts to the area after the low record levels have been reported at the Missouri River. According to KAIR Radio, they say the low levels of water have been limiting the city's ability to, quote, "draw a sufficient amount of water to meet the normal demands from domestic, commercial, industrial, and agricultural customers.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you.
The Hays Police Department has announced that they have dropped a case with no penalties after they say a THC vape pen was found with a terminally ill man's hospital room. KWCH News reports that two police officers responded to the Hays Medical Center on suspicion of drug possession and found a cancer patient with a vaping device that contained THC, where police originally confiscated the man's vape pen and cited him for violating city code. However, due to the circumstances of the cancer, the city's prosecutor had asked police to dismiss the ticket, which was approved by the city and the police chief for Hays, Don Schiebler, saying, quote, "Anytime we expect law enforcement officers to be perfect in an imperfect world, we're going to be disappointed as a society. As law enforcement, we'll continue to try to do our best and get better every day. That's ultimately our goal at the Hays Police Department." In other news, officials in Riley County are reminding individuals to be aware if they're recycling batteries in the community. WIBW reports that the lithium batteries have been causing trash fires due to getting too hot. Mid-America Network News.
Double the joy! Double the joy! Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Grand Island Casino Resort at Fauner Park has officially opened for business after the ceremonial ribbon cutting on Tuesday and individuals coming in to check out the slots. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, that the renovation includes 300 slot machines that were installed in less than 90 days of the construction. As officials with the casino say, they're pretty excited to be part of the community.
We love the community. We're Midwestern folks, and the folks here in Grand Island, you know, really stood out to us as our kind of people, and we thought that we could make a difference for the community. We've done, you know, very involved in our communities as we operate in.
That was Dan Keel, the CEO of the Elite Casino Resorts on KSNB at Local Channel 4. They say the temporary casino right now is only the beginning of what is yet to come, with bigger projects in mind. They also say that 20% of their revenues go directly into original property tax relief funds, giving tax relief to the community. Mid-America Network News. Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A contentious debate between adjacent landowners and the Marysville City Council went on for 2.5 hours at Tuesday night's meeting after council proposed condemnation of shoreline property at the Country Club Lake that would allow continued public access for fishing. Chris and Deb Schrader challenged the council that the city had not adequately maintained the shoreline until they had purchased adjacent property and cleaned up the site. They had met with the Parks and Rec Committee twice previously in an effort to come to an agreement that would allow access. A back-and-forth confrontation, including accusation by the Schraders that the city had not met conditions requested, forced them to withdraw the proposal. The mayor and several committee members took issue, noting that the properties involved were on a public lake with maintenance and stocking funded by the city. It appeared that litter left behind and who would determine individual access were primary issues, and the city held that the lake had been public access for over 50 years. Valerie and Steve Prell also spoke along the same lines and went back and forth with council members as to specifics of previous meetings and conversations, asking in conclusion that the council not move forward with the property condemnation. A unanimous motion was passed later that the matter be tabled until additional information, including conversation with the individual in charge of a state program that provides funding, is available to respond. Council unanimously approved an increase in funding from $2,500 to $5,000 next year for the Marshall County Partnership for Growth. As requested by the council, the Planning and Zoning Commission presented regulations recently for changes to the Unified Land Development Code if intermodal containers are allowed in the city. Council had discussed the regulations from the Planning and Zoning Commission regarding the issue. The intention of the committee would be to allow intermodal containers in R1, R2, and R3 as an accessory building only and be a use permitted upon review. The containers in industrial and commercial zones would have different regulations. Changes would require a public hearing and several procedural steps would need to be followed. A motion to accept the regulations for the intermodal containers as written by the Planning and Zoning Commission and to move forward with the change passed 4-2 at a recent meeting, with council members Colleen Behrens and Kevin Throm voting no. The Kester Block Advisory Board met and had suggested the rent for businesses in the Kester Block be raised by $25 per month and the apartment rent raised by $50 per month. Rents had not been raised since 2012. Council approved the recommendation unanimously. Approval was given Monday for annual mayoral appointments, as well as appointment of Elizabeth O'Rourke to the Convention and Tourism Committee. Council meeting was recessed until Thursday at 5, only to consider bills and year-end closeouts. Health fair labs are being offered all year round for Washington County residents at the Washington County Health Department, offering a blood profile with over 40 tests for $45, vitamin D level available for $35, and a men's PSA test for $30. These labs are available all year round, Monday through Thursdays from 8 a.m. until 11:30. Call for your appointment at 325-2600. Vaccinations available Monday through Friday. Call for more information. Ardell Wilkie, age 93, of Marysville, passed away December 26th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 4:30 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ardell Wilkie. Kenneth E. Kenny Shane, age 81, of Washington, passed away December 27th. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 4 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Shane.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Conditions continuing to stay dry and sunny throughout the region. These drier conditions will continue throughout the weekend before a large low pressure system will start to make its way through on Monday, bringing a chance for some rain showers. For today, partly sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. More sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s, and staying partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. More sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s, and mostly cloudy and mild throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Staying slightly warmer on Sunday, partly sunny with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s, and cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Some rain showers begin on Monday, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 40s, and rain Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December, 40, record high on this date, 69. The average low, 20, and the record low, 10 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:46. Sunset this evening at 5:12.
Food industry experts see some surprising trends on the horizon. We will share some of their predictions for 2023 on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 29th, the 363rd day of the year. Today's birthday list includes actors Ted Danson and Jude Law. The people who study food trends have made their prognostications. Here's what they see for 2023. Dietary fat, no longer considered a great health hazard, will contribute to a resurgence in fat-rich foods like whole milk, nuts, and avocados. Soda sales will continue to decline as consumers continue to opt for flavored sparkling waters. And black may become the new green. Antioxidant-rich foods like black rice, blackberries, and black beans will see growing demand. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find more online at almanac.com.
Dane's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville thanks their customers for your faith and confidence. Reliable, professional, and affordable repairs for any make, any model vehicle. Call on Dane's Automotive. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Brown Over Auto Sales sends best wishes for peace, prosperity, and good health in the new year ahead. Proud to serve all of Northeast Kansas with reliable transportation choices, including cars, trucks, utility side-by-sides, and more. Check their recent trades today, and of course, sending all the best to you and yours in the new year ahead. From Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville. From Thad Argenbright at Performance Ag in Waterville, thanks to you for your trust and business. From planting to harvest, Pioneer Seed delivers the best genetics with unmatched customer service. From Performance Ag in Waterville, wishing you and yours a happy holiday greetings.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center warehouses are packed and they need to move inventory out. Queen size mattresses from Sealy, Ashley Sleep, Tempur-Pedic and Purple Mattress starting at $199. One of the most popular sectionals with built-in recliner cup holders and storage. Choice of two colors, just $11.99. As always, free shipping within 100 miles on all purchases over $299. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed the bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Oklahoma State Cowboys football team ended up falling in the guaranteed rape bowl on Tuesday this week as they fell to Wisconsin 24-17, struggling from the get-go as they went into the half 17-7. But it was a fourth quarter drive for the Cowboys, putting 10 points on the board, that nearly put them over the top at the end.
Rangel out of the gun.
Florida State is sitting 9-3. Oklahoma finished their regular season in an overtime loss against Texas Tech 51-48 back on Thanksgiving weekend. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Kansas State.
I don't think he made it.
Alabama.
He did not. K-State stops Kid Ray Miller at the one.
It's the Sugar Bowl, live from Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. New Year's Eve.
It's good. The Wildcats are champions of the Big 12.
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Wildcat fans, Dollar Day is back at Bramlage this season. All general admission tickets and select concessions are only $1 when your K-State women's basketball team hosts West Virginia on Saturday, January 7th in Bramlage Coliseum. Order your $1 tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
Don't let winter or a lack of outdoor growing space stop you from gardening year-round. Add some greenery indoors and elevate your mood, reduce stress, and improve your indoor air quality. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Boost the flavor and nutrition of winter meals by growing microgreens and herbs in a sunny window or under artificial lights. Energy and space-efficient LED lights help increase indoor growing success. Set a few plants on or near your desk or other workspace. They'll help reduce stress when working at your desk or tackling homework at the end of a long day. Take advantage of your bathroom's high humidity. Grow ferns, orchids, bromeliads, and other humidity-loving plants in this space. Grow lavender, rosemary, chamomile, and other soothing herbs in your bedroom. Just give the plants a pet to release their fragrance into the air before crawling into bed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of this series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
Some people have a green thumb, and it certainly seemed the farmers in southern Minnesota were experts at growing peas. Large, beautiful peas. Peas so large and so good that they really needed to be differentiated from all others. How did they do it? The story is part of our Best of 2022 series, and is next on the American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee. Proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green plants in a healthy land use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
Time Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the early 1900s, C.N. Cosgrove and some farmers in the Minnesota River Valley near Le Sueur, Minnesota, invested in some used canning equipment. They began growing vegetables, corn and peas in the beginning. One year, the peas grew quite large, and they decided they should try and differentiate their product from others. Their peas were dubbed the Green Giant, and soon, a character was born.
I think using that character in marketing was probably pretty successful. I mean, we see how successful it is for today's companies to be using characters.
Becky Pollock shares the story from Le Sueur, Minnesota, where the canning company began. While the Green Giant was a novel idea to help sell peas initially, and then other vegetables, he wasn't all that happy in the beginning.
No, he's maybe a little Neanderthal-like. He might scare you into eating your vegetables instead of cajoling you into it.
The name of the company, the Minnesota Valley Canning Company, while accurately describing what they did and where they did it, was not one that was particularly memorable. The Green Giant character seemed to resonate with folks, so they made some updates to him and the company name.
The name Green Giant stuck and morphed a little bit. They thought maybe he should be happier, jolly, you know, they gave him a friend, Sprout, and those type of things, but they changed the company name to Green Giant.
The company name changed and the giant became happier, so he became the Jolly Green Giant. You can take your picture next to him in this town yet today and still find plenty of farmers growing for that label.
The company is now owned by another company out on the East Coast, but farmers around us still grow, and then it's canned by another company, Seneca, and labeled with the Green Giant labels.
It's an interesting piece of agricultural and marketing history that you can still find alive in this small town. Traveling the countryside in Le Sueur, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
When it's cold outside, you'd rather be inside, and so would wildlife. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Your barn might be welcoming critters looking for a winter refuge as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Raccoons, opossums, and other wild critters would love to snuggle up and spend the winter in your barn if the opportunity is there. Kathy Garza-Bear with the Ohio Division of Wildlife says critters go into a barn because it has ample food and warm bedding, and it's often easy to get inside.
A lot of barns usually aren't made like homes that we live in, so the structure does have weak points. There can be boards missing off the sides, cracks in foundations, holes in roofs. So you need to seal up all those cracks in the foundation, fill them in with a little bit of cement, replace missing boards. If you have broken window panes, fix the glass.
Keep animal feed covered with tight-fitting lids and restrict open water if you can. Tidying up the barn and getting rid of debris and piles will mean fewer places to hide. You might even set out some odor repellents so critters will turn up their noses and run back outside. If the animals have already set up housekeeping and you'd rather they go somewhere else, you could live trap them. However, make sure you know your state's regulations on where wildlife can be taken. In some cases, it might be better to call for professional help.
Some people will hire a damage trapper, a person that will come out because you're suffering some kind of damage, or maybe you just have a fear of having this animal near your livestock. They can remove them through trapping them. You can use devices for bats or birds in those openings in your barns to exclude them once they fly out for the night. This screening or mesh or netting can be put in place, and that way they can't come back in.
You have to be persistent and vigilant to keep wildlife out, and it helps to have a few hungry barn cats for rodent control. Find more tips for keeping unwanted critters out of the barn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Be thou my vision.
Love.
songs empty praise.
Generous gets bigger and bigger, and the world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. This Bible verse from Proverbs is one of my favorites because it gives a glimpse of God's abundance. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. When I think of this Bible verse, an image comes to mind. It's Scrooge from the Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol. In the story, he hoards all of his wealth and doesn't want to give any of it away, but he has no friends or family. He just has his money. In the end, he realizes how empty his life has been. He goes on a generosity spree and finds himself surrounded by the love of others. Make your world a bigger, more generous place by giving your time, talent, and treasure. You will feel more connected to others, and you'll experience a bigger, more content life as well. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive.
Do you need health insurance? NECAP, Inc. can help. Their certified navigator can help you find and enroll in a plan that's right for you. Open enrollment runs through January 15th. Don't wait. Call Michaela Kluck at 785-742-2222, extension 170, or go online at kansascares.org to make your appointment today. The health insurance marketplace closes January 15th. NECAP, Inc. can help you enroll. Call Michaela at 785-742-2222, extension 170 today.
Small farms collaborate and innovate to survive. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
In the 1970s, then-Secretary of Agriculture Earl Butz told farmers they had to get big or get out. Contrast that today with the amazing ways that small farmers are succeeding. Bethany Wallace heads the New York chapter of the Northeast Organic Farmers Association.
Every farm can't do everything, right? And so as farms are moving forward, we're starting to see a lot of collaborative models, cooperative initiatives where farms are coming together and recognizing the value of all of the different items that they have for sale and being able to market those things jointly and working towards having more of a community-minded approach in agriculture.
Wallace says small farms are also embracing technology.
We all know that every farm has a unique circumstance and really unique opportunities. And oftentimes, because organic farms are small scale farms, they think that innovation misses those producers. But we definitely have small scale organic farms that have put robots on their dairies. You know, we have a lot of farmers that are connecting with marketing platforms and using things that are scalable to help elevate their sales and ease their management on farm.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Start your new year with a new career. Come join the team at Landall Company as they look to make 2023 the best year yet. Landall in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, fabrication, technical writer, engineering clerk, and a traveling service tech position based out of Texas. Career advancement opportunities available. Enhanced wages start at $15.75 up to $21.95, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, life insurance, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com. or phone 785-562-5381 for more information. EEO, Vets and Disabilities welcome at Landall Company in Marysville. Go online at Landall.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, the December hogs and pigs report shows numbers sharply lower than expected for inventory. Iowa State University livestock economist Dr. Lee Schultz says this is the first time we've seen the breeding herd increase in 2.5 years.
With that larger breeding herd, you would expect farrowing intentions to be larger, or at least what that guess was in the September report. We did see that, so producers intend to farrow about 1% greater numbers of sows if you look at the December-February number.
Now, the biggest takeaway from the report was those breeding numbers, because experts expected it to be flattened, but Dr. Schultz sees production in 2023 at the 2022 levels.
You know, I think for me, it's maybe that retrenching of the industry, and going forward, we start to see expansion as we get into the second half of 2023 and into 2024.
And for marketing prices.
But I think there's going to certainly be some opportunities as we get into seasonally higher prices late spring into summer. Certainly those margins look pretty good. And then, you know, I think as you look at the cost side of thing, which has really come into light the last couple of years, is I think we're starting to see those costs start to ease.
Dr. Schultz reminded pork producers these numbers are evolving and not cast in concrete. Changes in feed costs or markets can influence the numbers reported in December. A deeper summary from Dr. Schultz and two other economists will be available at porkcheckoff.org in early January. In other ag news, the total value of U.S. exports has grown at an average annual rate of 6% since 2002, reaching a record high of $1.4 trillion in fiscal 2021. Let's look at your ag news on this Thursday, December the 29th. We will keep you updated throughout the entire day today. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Shopping small and local this holiday season feels good, so pass along these good tidings with gift boxes from Yoder Meats. Our gift boxes are filled with locally sourced meats, steaks, snacks, and cheeses. What a wonderful way to show love and appreciation to family, friends, clients, and employees. Call or stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location to discuss options for standard or custom design boxes perfect for your needs. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. This holiday season, give the taste of old-fashioned.
Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special cow sale in conjunction with the regular cattle auction this Friday, December the 30th, selling at 11 a.m. We'll have 46 choice black and black bounds for first calf heifers, red to low birth weight bulls for February to April calving. There'll be 100 home-raised black and red Angus cows, 4 to 6 years old with Angus and semi-Angus sires, September to November calves by side. Cows will be disposed back since November 21. There'll be 30 reputation Hereford cows, 3 to 6 years old, bred to Hereford bulls for late January, February calving. We'll have 2 estate dispersals consisting of 175 black white face and 60 red Angus cows, 3 years to short and solid. They'll start calving February 10th through April. Be 45 Angus cows, 7 to 8 years old, bred to Angus and Hereford bulls for February, March calves. We'll have more bred cows and cow-calf pairs by sale time. For more information on this special cow sale, to be held Friday, December 30th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
When the weather isn't fit for man nor beast, it's up to you to protect the beast. Here's how to reduce cold stress in cattle on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Cattle producers know when their animals are cold. They see them huddling together with heads down and backs to the wind. Their bodies try to produce heat by using more of their feed energy, which can affect gain and feed efficiency. Russ Eukin is an extension beef specialist at Iowa State University. He says the main protection cattle have from cold stress comes from the insulation provided by their hair coat. The lower critical temperature is the effective temperature when the animal starts using more energy for body maintenance.
Some research would show that if cattle have a summer hair coat or a very thin hair coat, or if their hair coat is wet and there's no insulation value, that lower critical temperature is in the 50s. But if they've got that heavy winter hair coat and it's dry, that lower critical temperature where they start feeling cold stress can be down in the teens.
Providing wind protection with a roof or building will certainly help them be more comfortable, but it doesn't have to be anything fancy.
Any kind of a shelter that allow cattle to get out of the wind, particularly on the north and west side in most parts of the country, is where you're going to try and protect cattle. Either building some sort of a windbreak or having some natural tree barrier, that sort of thing. Out in pastures, sometimes landscape, geography, topography work as well.
Throw down some bedding to help keep the animals dry and their hair coat from becoming matted. Provide higher quality forage or supplement the diet with grain or byproducts to meet their higher energy needs. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about reducing cold stress in cattle at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Thursday.
Well, China possibly could be becoming a player again in international markets as they relax their COVID restrictions. That thought, that idea, is indeed having an effect on the markets. The U.S. dollar also at a six-month low affecting the markets. Drought in Argentina. And, of course, we're in holiday mode. We'll be that way until probably around the middle part of January when the USDA will release their crop report. Right now, corn down 2 3/4 for March at 680 right now. May corn is looking at 679.5. That's down 2 currently. Kansas City wheat for March, 866. That's down 16.25. Kansas City wheat for May, 860.75. That's down 16. March oats at 370.75. That's down 5.75. May oats at 367.5. That's down 2.75. Soybeans for January right now, 1508. That's up, it's at 1.5 right now. Soybeans for March, 1515.5. And that's up 1.25. Live cattle for December up 97.5 cents at 158.42. February live cattle up 97.5 cents as well at 158.77. Feeder cattle for January up 37.5 cents at 183.85. And feeder cattle for March at 186.82. That's up 62.5 cents. Crude oil for February down 99 cents right now at 77.99. Gold on this Thursday for February, 1826.70. That's up $10.90. Silver for March at 24.24.5. That's up 40.5 cents. Wall Street, the Dow up 350, S&P up 66, NASDAQ up 256, trading at 11,029 shares. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
'Tis the season for savings, and Rusty Eck Ford has the certified pre-owned vehicles you're looking for with the Blue Ford Advantage. You'll find a huge selection of certified vehicles, all makes and models, including certified Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Toyota, Kia, and more, all back with comprehensive limited warranties and 24/7 roadside assistance. Coverage is up to 7 years or 100,000 miles, and financing offers available as low as 0.99% APR. Each and every one of our certified vehicles pass a detailed multi-point inspection by a factory-certified technician. Get your certified pre-owned vehicle with up to 7 years or 100,000-mile powertrain coverage and financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
From all of us here at Rusty Eck Ford, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Plus tax and fees, 0.99% APR financing on gold certified upon credit approval with Ford credit up to 36 months payment of $27.78 per thousand in finance. Cannot be combined with any other offer or advertised special. Expires month end.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
As we wrap up the end of the year, it's time to take a look at the expected farm net income. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Greg Ibendahl, K-State Farm Management Specialist, shares a look at the 2022 expected net income for producers.
Well, you know, really farmers in Kansas have done pretty well over the last half dozen years or so because, you know, farm income kind of bottomed out about 6 years ago. But ever since then, it's been rising every single year. And in fact, in 2021, we had by far and away our biggest net farm income for the state. It was easily a record here. So that was a really, really good year. And then coming in the 2022, you know, we're kind of facing a new environment here with a lot higher input prices. But I was still predicting that 2022's net farm income is still going to be pretty good. It's going to be certainly way down from what it was in 2021. But from a historical perspective, I think it's still going to be pretty high, which is good for producers. The only red flag on the horizon is I don't think net farm income is looking too good going into 2023.
Ibendahl goes on to describe the challenges that we faced that could have set us back a little this year.
Going into 2022, we were definitely in an environment of higher input prices, but I think a lot of farmers were able to probably lock in some of those inputs before they really went very high. So I don't think farmers really saw the full effect of, like, you know, anhydrous got up to over $1,500 this last spring. So I don't think farmers fully felt that in 2022, although they are going to see that going into 2023. But really what got us in this last year was, you know, even though grain prices were still pretty good, just the drought that we had this last year was really bad for a lot of producers. You know, with yields being so low, that's going to really hold back net farm income this year. Now, those farmers who did have crop insurance, that's certainly going to help them out. But even though you got crop insurance to kind of help, not going to be as good as what it could be if we would have had normal rainfall this last year.
Ibendahl discusses the increase of expenses that we saw this year and what to expect for the year ahead.
So fertilizer kind of peaked out in this last spring where we got about $1,500 for anhydrous. That situation has not really backed off too much. I really expect that we're going to be looking at, you know, probably $1,200 to $1,500 anhydrous probably for the next year or two. So it's going to be pretty high, and I don't think there's going to be any way to avoid that like you could maybe last year. So that's going to be high for farmers going in. I guess I should mention, though, with fertilizer, you know, farmers are always thinking, should I cut back for fertilizer because prices are higher? But really, you know, the marginal revenue that you get for adding more fertilizer versus marginal cost, I don't think it's going to pay to cut back a whole lot, maybe just a little bit, but you're still going to want to apply probably close to your normal amount of fertilizer to get the yields that you need. So that's going to be a big expense. It's going to be hard for farmers to deal with. Fuel prices are high. You know, diesel is about $1.50 a gallon higher than what the gas price is. That differential has never, ever been this high, and that's not a good thing for farmers because even though gas prices have come down probably below $3, farmers are, you know, they're paying probably at least $4 for diesel fuel, so that's going to be hard to avoid.
Once again, that was K-State Farm Management Specialist Greg Ibendahl sharing a look at the 2022 expected net income for producers. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
classic country, we had to put it on two stations. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.